geographical obstacles for the modern papacy are removed, we see the persecution described once again. So when Sister White points to that history, it's not a vague or shallow parallel. It's a very specific parallel. And to say that verse 40, 41, and 42 and 43 together are three geographical areas that need to be overcome for the modern-day papacy's deadly wound to be healed is in complete agreement with the history in verses 30 to 36 set forth, the history that Sister White says is the history that, well, I didn't read it, but I'll read it again. We've read it before from Manuscript Releases number 13, page 394. As soon as she quoted verses 30 to 36, she says, "Scenes similar to those described in these words will take place." So if you see verses 40, 41, and 42, and 43 as three geographical obstacles that need to be removed before the papacy is placed upon the throne of the world and then persecution begins, then you are paralleling the very verses that Sister White said would illustrate the final fulfillment of Daniel 11. But brothers and sisters, if you say that no, they're not three geographical areas, they're one geographical area followed by a spiritual entity followed by another geographical area, not only are you out of the context of the whole chapter of Daniel 11, you're taking the pattern that Sister White hands us through inspiration to use at the end and saying, well, the pattern was flawed. We need to do a little fine-tuning here in the middle. The glorious land isn't really a land. It's the church. The word glorious means in sense of prominence. So this land is a prominent land, and one of the simple logics that always amazes me when these men teach that the glorious land is the Adventist church, and this maybe this doesn't make logical sense to some of the listeners here, but notice in verse 45 of Daniel 11, and it says, "And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain." It's very clear in Scripture. You can go many, many places and establish that the glorious holy mountain is God's church. Isaiah 2, read Isaiah 2. The glorious holy mountain is God's church. The logic that is so simple for me that seems to be rejected by many of these men is if verse 41, if the glorious land is the Adventist church, and verse 45, the glorious holy mountain is the Adventist church, then why didn't